people, those of us who talk, those of us who daven in the grog can really appreciate that.
I'm sure they start there on the dot, I'm sure.
On the dot. There's the reason why there's a digital clock on the oven.
Yeah, we have one too, and we try and start on the dot. Okay. Says the Gemara, that based on a base. So we saw yesterday, we are trying to juggle around the various mesholim. When exactly is the Zman of Krishma for Arvis? We had the Moshel of the Mishnah, the Koyanim, when the Koyanim eat Truma. We had the Moshel of the Brice that talks about when the Oni has his supper. We then had the Moshel about the Bnei Odom, when people eat their meal on Shabbos. And we're trying to work out whether that in fact is all the same Zman, and it's just expressed in different ways, or are they indeed different Zmanim, meaning there are in fact differing opinions as to when you say Kriya Shema Ba'arvis. That's the Shaila that we're trying to work out. And the last thing we said yesterday was that Koyanim, if you want to know when do Koyanim eat Truma, well, certainly that's a reference to Tzeisak Lichavim. So we definitely know what Pshat in our Mishnah is, number one. With regard to the Oni, which was the second Maramokim, that was the first Braiser, there it says that you read Kriya Shema at a time that the Oni goes to have his supper. So the Gemara says that that is in fact the same Shir. That is the same Shir. So it might well be two different ways of expressing it, but it's actually the same Shir, meaning there's no machloikas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Everybody agrees that the Zman of Kriya Shema for Arvis is at Tzeisak Lechavim. It could just be expressed in two ways, either in terms of when the Kohenim eat Truma, or in terms of when the poor person eats his meal. However, in the third Maramokim, what did it talk about there? There it did not talk about the Kohen or the Oni. It said when people have their meal on Leil Shabbos, and the Gemara's conclusion was, that is a different time. That is not Tzeisak Lechavim. And if you remember, we proved it inherently, because in that Braisa, remember there was a Machlokes. It said, one opinion said when people have their meal Friday night, and the other opinion said when Koyanim eat the Truma. Well, that's definitely Tzeisak Lechavim. So when on earth do people have their meal Friday night? It can't be Tzeisak Lechavim, because then you're saying the same thing. There's no Machlokes. Gemara's final conclusion was, you're quite right, it's not at all the same time. And when do people have their Suda on Friday night? It must be a little bit earlier. So now, have a look. We're up to the Gemara where it says, V'oni v'koyen chad shi'ura hu. You have that? First word on the line is hu. Last word on the line is v'raminhu.
Yes.
So the Gemara is saying, you're telling me that the Oni and the Koyein is Chad Shi'ura. It's all the same Shir. It's all the same Shir. I.e., when do the Koyenim eat their Truma? Tzeisak Lechavim. When does the Oni have his supper? Also Tzeisak Lechavim. It's just two different ways of expressing it, but actually it all is the same thing, and it means Tzeisak Lechavim. The Raminu, we have a question from the following Braisa. Now, this Braisa is not complicated. It's just that it brings several different opinions. So we have to now try and hold cup. Me'emosai maschilin likrois shema ba'arvin. From when can you begin reading Kriya Shema at night? We've had a few references, and here's another Braisa. A Braisa, once again, I'm not sure why you need another Braisa, but there's another Braisa that discusses the same question. From when can you begin reading Kriya Shema? Now, let's take this slowly, because there's a number of opinions, and it's important that we remember each one with the name. Says the Braisa, Misho shekidesh hayoim ba'arvei shabosis. from the day that from the time on Friday night that the day becomes holy. Kidesh Hayoim, when the Yoim becomes Kodesh. Now, when does the Yoim become Kodesh on Friday night? So look immediately at Rashi. Misho Shekidesh Hayoim Ba'arve Shabbos. So it says Rashi, Hainu Bein Ashmoshois. Let's remind ourselves, Rabbeisai, a very, very important principle. As we know, we have two parts to every 24-hour period. We have the Yoim, we have the Laila. Problem is, we have this Tkufa in the evening at the end of the Yoim called Bein Hashmoshes, which is a Safek Yoim, Safek Laila. We consider it as an absolute 50-50 Safek, where we do not know halachically if it's considered Yoim or considered Laila. Now, how long does that period of Bein Hashmoshes last for? I.e., there must be a certain point at which we say it's no longer a Sofik and it's Vadai Laila. So nobody has a Sofik that at 11 o'clock at night, it's definitely Laila. It's not a Sofik. So there is actually a Machloikas Tanoim, which we're going to mention briefly at the end of this Omer, but it's discussed more at length in the Gemara and Shabbos, for obvious reasons. There is actually a discussion, how long does the period of Bein Hashmoshes last for? Some say it lasts for a few minutes. How many minutes, maybe we'll discuss later, but some say it's quite a lengthy period of a good maybe 10 minutes or a quarter of an hour. And some say, we're going to see this later on, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that no, it lasts for a second. Heref ayin. Heref ayin means in an instant. That means, yes, there is a moment of Bein Hashmoshes, but it's not a whole long period of a few minutes long. Rather than the Yoim switching immediately to Laila, it has to pass through this period, albeit it's just for an instant, called Bein Hashmoshes. If you look at the very last line of your Gemara, have a look at the bottom line of the Amud. The Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bein Hashmoshes, Keheref Ayin. You see it on the very bottom line of the Gemara. Keheref Ayin Ze Nichnas. One goes in, one goes out. The efsher la'amoid olav. You cannot really actually stand, discern when that particular time is. If you learn Bein Hashmoshes is a longer period, maybe 10 minutes, maybe a quarter of an hour, so we can point to it. We could say, for example, that today, Monday, Tesvav Iyar, Bein Hashmoshes is at 7:42. That's Shkia. Shkia is always the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes. How long does that last for? So maybe we'll say from 7:42 till 7:55 for 13 minutes. But not everybody agrees with that. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's at 7:42 and it takes a second. It happens so quickly. Those are the last words on the Omer. The E.F. Sholam Oidolov. We cannot point to a particular time and say it's now. Either way, back to our Shaila now. If we were to be asking a question, when does it become Kodosh on Friday night? At which point can you no longer do Melocha? So the real answer is, of course, at Laila. Problem is, we don't know when Laila is because we have Bein Hashmoshes, which is a Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila, and therefore, practically, for all intents and purposes, as soon as it gets to Shkia and that period of Bein Hashmoshes last starts, you cannot do Malacha. So as far as we're concerned, at which point do we consider the day to have become Kodesh? The answer is the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes. Yes, we cannot say so with absolute certainty because, to be perfectly honest, it's a Sofik. This, by the way, Rabbeisai, always presents lots and lots and lots of different halachic conundrums. What would be, this is of course the most famous shaila, what happens if a baby is born Friday night during Bein Hashmashos? When does he have his bris? And the answer is?
Sunday.
Sunday. Why Sunday? Because we don't know when Bein Hashmashos, we don't know if it's Yom V'Layla. So it might, in fact, not be Laila. In fact, this baby might be a Friday baby. You can only do a bris milah on Shabbos if the baby was born on Shabbos and the bris is bismanai. So we actually don't know when this baby was born. So I cannot do the bris next Friday. Why not? Because maybe the boy, maybe Bein Hashmashos is Laila and maybe he's a Shabbos baby. So I can't do it on Friday because Friday will be day 7. But on the other hand, maybe it's a Friday baby. And if I can't do the baby, the bris on Shabbos, so I can't do it either on Friday or on Shabbos, so it's pushed off to Sunday. So we have lots and lots and lots and lots of different shailas with regard. What would be tonight if somebody counts Sfira Sa'oimer during Bein Hashmashos? What's the halacha? Is he yotze or is he not yotze?
Yes.
So we would normally say, well, if it's a Safek, then he shouldn't be yotze because maybe he didn't wait till night, but the Shulchan Aruch says he is Yotze. Because the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ima is only midrabbanon these days. And if it's a Safek, Safek derabbanon lukula. Whereas, if, for example, somebody would say Kriya Shema during Bein Hashmashos, if we paskin, and we'll see soon, Mr. Hashem, how we paskin. If we paskin la halacha that actually the zman of Kriya Shema is at Seis HaKoychovim, then whoever said Kriya Shema Bein Hashmashos, it's a suffix whether he was Yotze or not, and therefore he's going to have to say again later. Etc., etc., etc. There are, of course, endless examples of different shailas that can crop up in Bein Hashmashos. So, look at Rashi once again. Mishor shekidesh hayoyim ba'arbei shabbosos. Says Rashi, when is that? At which point can we say the day became kodosh? Hainu bein hashmashos. Why bein hashmashos? Because at that point, says Rashi, it's sofek yoyim, sofek lailo. The kiven, the sofek hu, kidesh hayoim misofek. So, of course, nobody is going to do a melacha on Shabbos during Bein Hashmashos. Even though we don't know with certainty. By the way, la halacha, what happens if somebody did do a melacha Bein Hashmashos? Bemazed. Would he get skila?
Does he have to bring a carbon?
Would he have to bring a carbon? What's the answer? No. You can't give him skila and you can't be machayev him a carbon chatos. Why not? Because at the end of the day, Bein Hashmashos is a suffix. Maybe it was really yoyim. Maybe it was still Friday. Obviously, I cannot possibly allow him to do the melacha because maybe it's Laila. But b'dieved that he did, who's to say it really was Laila? Maybe it was yoyim. But we have to consider that the day becomes Kodesh at Bein Hashmashos. And therefore, according to this first opinion, let's go back into the Braisa, Veraminhu, Meimasai Maschil and Likrishma Ba'aravin. At which point can you begin saying Krishma at night? And the answer is, according to the first opinion, Misha Shekidei Shayoim Ba'arve Shabosois. From the time on Friday night that we would consider the Yoim to be Kodosh, i.e., as Rashi has just explained, Bein Hashmashos. Why that should be, by the way, we'll discuss later on, says the Braisa, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Opinion number one. So those of you writing notes, I would draw a little number one over there. Now comes a number two. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Misho Shakoyanim Metuhorim Le'echoil B'Trumasam. It's the point when the Koyanim become Tahor and can eat Truma. When is that?
As we all they were a Tevulion.
Correct. At Seisak Vichovim, that then ends. That was opinion number two, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Meir Oimer, this is now opinion number three. Misha'o Sha'akoyanim Toivlin Le'echol Mitrumason. Not at the moment they become Tohoi, which is at Seisak Vichovim, but rather at the time that they toivel. Now, if you remember, we've discussed this earlier. They may well toivel before Tzeisak Yichovim, but they only actually become Tohir at Tzeisak Yichovim. So the second opinion, Rabbi Yeshua said, it's at the moment that they become Tohir, which is Tzeisak Yichovim. But Rabbi Meir is disagreeing, and he says, no, it's at the moment that the Kohenim toivel to eat their truma. Now, when is that? Look at Rashi. Misho she'akoyanim toivlim hainu koidem bein ashmashai. So it's not the same opinion as the second opinion. Kedei she'yehei lohem koidem bein ashmashai he'erev shemesh. Like you said, you need for the tefil yom, you need he'erev shemesh v'hochi omrinom b'mameh madlikim. And this is what we say in the perek called Bamei Madlikin, the Zman, Tvila, Koidem, Bein, Ashmoshois, Ma'at. So you toivel just before Bein Ashmoshois, and then you have what's called Hair of Shemesh, the sun then sets, and they become Tohu. So far we have in this Braisa three opinions. Opinion number one is
Kanisha Shabbos.
Kanisha Shabbos, which is Bein Ashmoshois. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Opinion number two, Rabbi Yeshua, who says, no, it's when the Kohen become Tohoir, and that is Tzeisak Vichovim. Then we have the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says, no, it's neither Tzeisak Vichovim nor Bein Ashmoshes. It's actually a little bit before Bein Ashmoshes. Now, the Braisa immediately interjects, Omar Loi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda responds to Rabbi Meir and says, excuse me, the Haloi, but surely Koyanim mib'oid yoim heim toivlim. Surely Koyanim, when do they toivel? They toivel whilst it is still day. And if they toivel whilst it is still day, as we just said before, how can that possibly be the zman for Kriya Shema Shalaila? Bein Ashmoshes, you can say that the Zman, the beginning of Laila, Tzeisak Yichovim, obviously. But if they toivel whilst it is still day, what's going on? How can that possibly be considered Laila? How can you be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Now, the funny thing is, in this Braisa, Rabbi Meir does not respond. Rabbi Yehuda attacks Rabbi Meir and says, I don't understand, how can you call it the time that the Kohenim toivel, but that's surely still daytime, and we don't find what Rav Meir's response is. But later on in the Gemara, we will. So have a look at Rashi now. A very important Rashi. V'haloi Kohenim mib'oid yoim heim toivlim. Who is the one who's firing this question? This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is firing the question at Rabbi Meir, and he's telling him, how on earth can you possibly say that Kriya Shema Shalaila is at the time when the Kohenim toivel, but surely that's still day, says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda leta'amei. This is Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean, leta'amei? Following his own reasoning. What is his own reasoning? Because if you look in the Gemara, which is the second parak of Shabbos, the parak Bamei Madlikin, do you know what Rabbi Yehuda says? Bein Hashmoshos. This period that we call Bein Hashmoshos, Kedei Mahalach. It is the time it takes to walk Chatzi Mil, a half of a mil. Koidem Tseis HaKoychovim. That is what we call Koru Bein Hashmoshos. We have a suffix. Rabbi Yehuda holds, remember we said before, there is an opinion that says Bein Hashmoshos is just Keheref Ayin, it's just for an instant. But Rabbi Yehuda does not say that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that how long is Bein Hashmoshos? It's the time it takes to walk a Chatzi Mil. Before Tseis HaKoychovim, and that period, let's call it 8 minutes or so, is called Bein Hashmoshos, and it's a Sofik of a Sofik. Hilkoch Tvila, the Tvila of the Kohenim, de Mekami Hochi, which is before this, before Bein Hashmoshos, Mib Oid Yoim, is still day. Velav Zman Shchiva, who, remember, everything comes back to one word. We've been discussing for 2 weeks already when the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. Remember, everything is based on one word. What's that one word? It says it in the Torah, B'shach B'cha. When you go to sleep, and that's what we're trying to work out. When is the time that we can call the Zman Shchiva? The Zman that people go to sleep. But one thing is for certain. We may well have a discussion when people go to sleep, but people do not go to sleep whilst it's still daytime. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have Tseis HaKoychovim. You have a period before that, which is called the Sofik of Bein Hashmoshos. So it's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. And before that is definitely Miboid Yoim. So if the Koyanim Toivel whilst it's still Miboid Yoim, so Rabbi Yehuda is following his own reasoning, telling you that that is definitely daytime. Meaning, if, for example, we would say that Bein Hashmoshos is just Keheref Ayin, so that means practically, basically, there is an instant, the switch over from day to night. So even if you tell me that the Kohenim Toivel a second before nightfall, well, basically that is nightfall because it's only a second that this whole Bein Hashmoshos period lasts. But Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bein Hashmoshos is not Keref Ayin, rather there is a whole period of a Chatzi Mil. And prior to that, it's not a Sofik, it's Vadai Yoim. If that's the case, we understand Rabbi Yehuda's question very well. That's the question that he's now firing at Rav Meir. How can you, Rav Meir, possibly say that you read Kriya Shema at the time the Kohenim Toivel? Excuse me, they Toivel while still day. And say whatever you like about the Zman of Shechiva, but Yoim is definitely not the Zman of Shechiva. Says Rashi in conclusion, Ulekamon Mefaresh, and later all we will explain, my Ahadar Lei Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir respond? Because in the Braisa, it's not recorded. We're not told in the Braisa how Rabbi Meir responded, if at all. Says Rashi, he does respond, and soon we'll see what that response was. Okay, so far again, we have three opinions. Opinion number one, at the time that the day becomes Kodesh on Friday night, Bein Hashmoshos. Opinion number two, when the Kohenim eat Truma, let's say Sakrichovim. Opinion number three seems to be even earlier than that, whilst it's still day, although Rabbi Yehuda is actually asking the question, how can that possibly be? Back into the Braisa. Rabbi Chanina Oimer, this is now the fourth opinion. Misho she'oni nichnas le'choil pitoy b'melach. It's when the oni eats his supper. Uh-oh. Why is this highly problematic?
Weirder than says.
Same as Rabbi Yeshua.
Because if you tell me that oni eats his supper at Seis HaKoychovim, which is the exact same time that Kohenim eat Truma, that we've got two opinions in this Braisa saying exactly the same thing. So what's going on? What's the Machlekes Bechlal? Rabbi Yeshua has already told us it's at the time that the Kohenim eat Truma. So what on earth is Chanina adding? So we'll have to see. And now, finally, the fifth and final opinion says the Gemara, Rab Achoi. Or V'omri lo Rav Acha, some say it wasn't Rav Achoi, it was Rav Acha. Oime misho sheroiv b'nei odom nichnosin lahosiv. It's at the time that most people recline. Remember, they used to eat their meal reclining. It's at the time that most people eat their supper. The oni eating his supper, we've already established, is a different time to most people. When do most people have their supper, says Rashi? Nichnosim v'hosev is the omri b'yemois hachoil. Some say it's referring to when people have their meal weekday times. V'is the omri b'shabosos. Some say it's referring to when people have their meal on Shabbos times. But either way, mikol mokoim me'uchar, it's late. So it's definitely an altogether different share, not any of the opinions we have mentioned until now. So in brief summary, we have altogether now five opinions as to when you read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. It's either the time of the Kohanim, which is Tzei Sakri Chavim, or the time when people have their meal on Shabbos, which is when the day becomes holy at least, that's at Bein HaShemoshes. Or when the Kohanim eat their Truma, that's Tzei Sakri Chavim, or the opinion that you, when they Toivel, which seems to be Bo'ed Yoim, or it's the opinion where the Oni has his supper, or the opinion that Roiv people have their supper. Now we get to the big question. Ve'i Omret. And if you're going to tell me, like you suggested before, that oni v'koyein chad shiura hu koma, if you're going to tell me that the oni has his supper at exactly the same time as the koyenim eat their truma, i.e. they are both tzeisakri chavim, says the Gemara, then I don't understand. Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua, ? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Rabbi Chanina, who spoke about the Oni, and Rabbi Yeshua, who spoke about the Kohen, that's all the same thing. So I don't mind different Tanoim expressing it differently, but it cannot be that in the same Braisa, two opinions are brought, as in it's a Machloikas, and it turns out they're saying exactly the same thing. How can that be? Says the Gemara, you're quite right. Elo, our favorite word. Elo, we have to now backtrack. Elo, lav, shma mino. Don't we hear from over here that shiura da'oni lechud? The Shi'ura, the Koyen Lechud. That the time of the Oni is one thing, the time of the Koyenim is something else, and never the twain shall meet, says the Gemara. You're absolutely right. Shema Mino. That's exactly what we hear. The only thing we don't know is, of course, when is that time? We know that Koyenim eat their Truma at Seis HaKoychovim. You're now telling me that the Oni, when he has his supper, that's a different time. What does that mean, different time? Is it earlier or later? Says the Gemara, Hai minayu mu'uchar. Well, which one is later? Is Seis HaKoychovim the later time, such that an Oni has his supper earlier, or maybe the Oni has his supper after Seis HaKoychovim? Says the Gemara, Mistabra da'oni me'uchar. It is Mistabra that the poor man, he has his supper time later than Seisak Yechavim. Why is that? Because what's the alternative? De'i omra da'oni mukdam. Because if you're going to tell me, no, he has his supper earlier than Seisak Yechavim, so when will that be? It'll be Ben Ashmoshes. Uh-oh, then you bump into another opinion. Then Rab Chanina, Hainu, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was one who said, it's the time when Shabbos comes in, which is Ben Ashmoshes. If you're going to tell me that the Oni has his supper before Tzeisak Yechavim, when is that? Ben Ashmoshes, so then you're bumping into another opinion. Says the Gemara, you're quite right. El Olav. Shma mino, the Oni mu'uchar. It must be the Oni has his supper at some time later. We don't know exactly when that is. It's undefined, but it's later than Seisak Yechavim. Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. Shma mino.
So we're not running into Teretz number 5.
Oh, so we'll have to see that. We're going to discuss this in Tosis tomorrow. We have to hold it over here. Ezus Hashem, we will carry on tomorrow. Okay, be well. Have a good day, everybody.
Good day.